Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. 68 degrees now with a clear sky. Hurricane Nicholas makes landfall in Texas.
The Category 1 storm is expected to bring heavy rain and floods to coastal areas from Mexico to storm-battered Louisiana. Hurricane Nicholas is expected to bring up to 20 inches of rain in some parts. The mayor of flood-prone Houston says high-water rescue vehicles have been deployed and barricades have been erected in areas that tend to flood. People are being urged to stay home, and the Houston School District has announced all classes are canceled for today, Tuesday. The governor of Louisiana declared a state of emergency ahead of the storm.
Fox's Jackie Ibanez. Last night, California's governor got a boost from President Biden on the campaign trail ahead of today's recall election in California. More than 40 people are on the ballot hoping to replace Gavin Newsom.
While Governor Gavin Newsom has received campaign stop boosts from the president and vice president in the days leading up to today, conservative radio talk show host Larry Elder's been telling people lately at his rallies that he's been on the receiving end of a thrown egg and op-eds that call him the black face of white supremacy. Either way, he says Newsom needs to be replaced.
So we've got rising crime, rising homelessness, an outrageous rise in the cost of living, declining public school standards. We now have five seasons here in California. The fifth one is the fire season.
Ahead of today, polling had tightened, showing voters evenly split on whether or not to recall. But more recent polls have shown voters likely rejecting the recall effort. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
A 39-year-old Valley Center man will be sentenced in November for causing a crash that killed an off-duty Wichita police officer and the officer's 10-year-old son. James Dalrymple pleaded guilty to two counts of involuntary manslaughter while driving under the influence in the death of 37-year-old Stacy Woodson and his son, Brayden, in April of 2018. Prosecutors said Dalrymple pulled his pickup truck in front of Woodson's motorcycle at a Wichita intersection. Court records say Dalrymple had alcohol and drugs in his system at the time of the crash. Woodson was a 16-year veteran of the Wichita Police Force. At Monday night's Wichita School Board meeting, the Graduation Plus program was introduced.
The program allows for students to receive market value access for their diploma. Kelly Bellefeld, Executive Director of College and Career Readiness, told the board that information can be recognized by businesses following graduation.
When a student completes the health science programming, takes their CNA and passes it, that's a transferable certificate that they can use really anywhere in the state. So instead of us just saying, yes, the student knows these skills, the certificate gives it a legitimacy and a level of rigor that is transferable that they can take with them.
He adds that the credentials can open the door to jobs and opportunities in the workforce. The board's goal is to have 2,000 students earn at least one industry certification for credentials. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Afghan nationals trying to flee to the U.S. will have to wait a while longer as flights remain grounded.
The Centers for Disease Control requested flights remain grounded as the agency investigates cases of measles among Afghan nationals. White House Deputy Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre told reporters on Air Force One those who are infected are being housed separately in accordance with public health guidelines.
We'll soon begin vaccinating Afghans for MMR while they are still overseas.
The CDC is conducting contact tracing. The White House first announced evacuation flights would be paused last week. At the White House, Rachel Sutherland, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good morning, Steve and Ted in the morning here at KNSS on a Tuesday morning. 6:10 now, 10 minutes past 6 o'clock.
So far this morning, things looking good in traffic. The traffic conditions are all right out there. And I was taking a look at the gasoline prices. In more stations at that higher end, around $2.89 a gallon, but saw better prices out there, $2.84. About a 284 near Harry and Oliver. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. With a mostly clear sky here in Wichita, we will warm up this afternoon. We will be close to 90 for our high. Thunderstorms will increase in coverage by late this afternoon and this evening. Some of those may be strong with a low 64. With a clearing sky on Wednesday, not as warm with a high 84. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
And now a clear sky, 69 degrees. We have a south wind at 9 miles per hour. 6:11, Steve and Ted in the morning here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. With a hot sunny day across south central Kansas Monday, Wichita's high temperature was 93 degrees. Normal high is 84. We were at 93, and they did have a wind gust at Eisenhower Airport or near there before, about 41 miles per hour during the day, so it was a little breezy as well. That breeze kind of helped out when Ted and I were out at the golf tournament. More on that in a moment. September 14th, on this date in 1814, Francis Scott Key was inspired to write the poem Defense of Fort McHenry. Later, the Star-Spangled Banner, after witnessing the American flag flying over the Maryland port following a night of British naval bombardment during the War of 1812. A couple of years ago, I was in Baltimore at night, and we were driving around Baltimore and went by Fort McHenry, but didn't get to stop. It was at night, and no reason to stop, I guess. We have a new
You could see it or not?
Just where it was. I mean,
okay.
You couldn't really see much.
I've gone out to Fort McHenry.
Is it out there in the bay?
Yeah, it's out in the middle of the water.
There you go. Kind of like
fortify the town.
Fort Sumter. A new attorney for Britain's Prince Andrew says the royal family member had not been properly served with a copy of the new lawsuit filed by a woman who says she was coerced into having sex with him at the age of 17. Lawyer also says he plans to challenge jurisdiction in the case. Well, Hollywood attorney Andrew Brettler went on the offensive against Virginia Jeffrey, telling a judge in New York her claim is baseless, non-viable, and potentially unlawful. Andrew has repeatedly denied the allegations in the lawsuit brought by Jeffrey, who said that as a teenager living in Florida, she was one of many girls and young women sexually abused by sex offender and millionaire Jeffrey Epstein, whatever. Is it Epstein or Epstein? I don't know. Jeffrey has said she traveled to London with Epstein in 2001 and had sex with Andrew at the home of British socialite Ghislaine Maxwell. Enough of that. I don't really care about that. I don't think you do either. 6:13, Steventon in the morning. All right, this is it. Steventon show number 6,000.
Yay!
Hey, before we get into it, let's talk a little bit about what we did yesterday afternoon, Ted. At Starkey, at the golf tournament. Their 38th annual Starkey fundraising golf tournament, the classic, and they had a pretty good turnout this year, all things considered. We did the award ceremony outside because of COVID. They thought it would be better out there. Went pretty well.
It was nice, yeah.
Everything went pretty smoothly, and we thank them for having us out. Had a couple of people come up and say they listened to Steve and Ted. I had a couple. I don't know how. Did anybody say
anything? Yes, I did as well.
All right.
So listen to you guys every day.
Steve and Ted show number 6,000. Of course, we put something on Facebook yesterday, and we've got a few comments this morning on our KNSS Facebook. Deborah says, I enjoy your show every morning on the way to work. Deborah, that's the right idea.
Thank you, Deborah.
Jude says, congrats. Listen to your show every morning on my way to work. All right. That's good. Thank you. Mark says, great job, guys. You're just getting warmed up. Looking forward to the next 6,000.
Oh, that would be another 23 years.
Marilyn says, simply congratulations. Mark, a different Mark, says, congratulations, gentlemen. That's an impressive accomplishment. I really enjoy your broadcast. Best wishes. All right. Thanks, folks, for chiming in there on Facebook. Did you put something on Facebook or not on this, Ted? On your
I just did this morning, just a couple hours ago on my Facebook.
I thought I saw a new photo there. I don't know where you got that. I didn't have that photo. It's pretty good photo.
I put it on our Facebook page, Steve and Ted Facebook page as well.
Yep. I've got some personal comments from my own. I got a ton of them here, but those are mostly people that are friends. And I copied this. Have you got a copy over there?
Mm-hmm.
I think you do. Basically, it's kind of a partial list of some of the folks we've interviewed over the year. I thought we'd share this with you. We started this show in January of 1998, and a couple of people we mentioned yesterday, Bill Buchanan, or Pat Buchanan, of course, the great, President Nixon speechwriter and talk show host.
And political pundit for many years.
He was a lot of fun.
And often a presidential candidate.
He did run, didn't he?
Multiple times.
And Bill Curtis, of course, whose sister, Jean Schodorf, is here in Wichita. Bill's had all those CBS specials. He's a great voice. He was in CBS television for years and had his own production company. We had him in studio.
Yes, he was. Yeah, he dropped by the studio many years ago.
Nice guy.
Great voice. He was very nice.
He was shared that he had actually, made his network debut when he was at WIBW in Topeka for the big tornado, and that got him boosted
in
to
66,
CBS, wound up in Chicago.
Of course, he owns all that land over there in southeast Kansas by Independence.
Yeah. Comedy. You see the names there? Lily Tomlin's one. We had Lily Tomlin on in 2011.
Yeah. That was fun.
Paula Poundstone, Howie Mandel. Jim Gaffigan. I'm seeing a lot of Jim Gaffigan on CBS on the weekends.
Oh, does he do? What's he do
he
on the weekends?
He does stuff on the Sunday morning show on CBS.
Oh, okay. I guess I didn't realize that.
Frank Caliendo. That was an interview.
That was fun.
Yeah. TV, we had Danny Boatwright, winner of the Survivor, Guatemala, 2005.
Kansas native.
Yeah. Where's she from? Tonganoxie?
Tonganoxie, yeah. You had a little incident with her at Century 2, yeah.
Patricia Heaton, Everybody Loves Raymond. How about that? Who was Tom McGowan on Frasier? Who was that?
That was he was the general manager of the radio station.
Oh, the manager, yeah.
Frasier's higher up on the show Frasier.
Yep.
And he was in studio. He was coming through town doing on the production of Wicked. when they came through town. He came. Tom McGowan dropped by, and he like stayed for 2 hours. He did his 5 minutes, and he was like, "Hey,
yeah, I'll hang out
with you guys. This is good." We had him on in the studio for like a couple hours that morning.
Wow,
he was great.
We had Donnie Most from Happy Days.
I think I was sick that day, and that ticked me off. I missed getting to interview Ralph Mouth. I think you interviewed him.
It was by phone. Yeah. We had Jimmy J.J. Walker from Good Times.
Yes.
You're seeing him now. You see him in a commercial for Medicare or something.
Yeah, he's pumping Medicare. He's taking that Medicare money now.
Yeah.
But he, yeah.
Oh, here you go. Don Wells.
Yeah, we did get one of the Gilligan's Island members on, the late Don Wells.
Anson Williams, Happy Days.
Another Happy Days guy.
Two Happy Days guys on.
He was super nice.
He was really
good guys.
Nice. And Barry Williams, of course, the Brady Bunch.
He stopped by in studio.
He was in studio.
And was super nice.
Yeah, I had forgotten that we interviewed Donny Osmond.
Yeah, we did. And I remember that being a good interview. He was a good interview. Of course, you can just talk to Donny Osmond about showbiz for hours and hours.
Yeah, he loves it.
He's been in it his whole life.
B.J. Thomas, one of the greatest vocalists of our time, top pop music.
That may be one of my favorites, the B.J. Thomas interview.
I wish we still had. You know, we didn't save these. I wish we'd save some.
He was
new excerpts.
He just told some really good stories, and he just was so relaxed and
interesting,
super nice.
And yeah.
I mean, sometimes you get 5 or 6 minutes, and you just forget it immediately.
Yeah.
But other people you're on, like, hey, that was pretty cool.
We had in politics, of course, we had Governor Sam Brown back on. I've interviewed him a number of times. We'd had him actually on the show when he was governor. Former U.S. Secretary of Defense Robert Gates, of course, who is a native of Wichita, graduate of East High School.
Mm-hmm.
John McCain, presidential candidate.
He was running for president at the time. And
yeah.
We were able to score him for an interview.
We had Miss America in 2017. Savvy Shields, that was in 2017. Kenny Kramer, the real-life Kramer, and Amber Campisi. I forgot about this. Playboy's Miss February of 2005.
Playboy Playmate, yeah.
So there's a list that you compiled a couple, three years ago.
I thought I put that list together a couple years ago. Turns out I put that list together, 4 years ago?
Yeah.
I think that I kind of put that together for our 5,000th.
Yeah, I think so.
Which was about 4 years ago.
Number 5,000 up here at the subject. All right, well, we'll share some more information as we go out through the morning here with is it Steve and Ted's show, number 6,000? 6:20 now, Steve and Ted in the morning. Let's do Lead Off Sports now with Ted Woodward.
Yeah, we'll talk some football tonight, the weekly edition of the Chiefs Kingdom Show, talking Kansas City Chiefs football. It's at 6 o'clock this evening. You can listen to that on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. It's the Chiefs, of course, off to that 1-0 start. And next up for the Chiefs is visiting Baltimore, taking on the Ravens on Sunday Night Football. Of course, you can hear that one right here on KNSS. Talk the Chiefs Kingdom Show at 6 o'clock tonight. After that, Major League Baseball at 7 o'clock. The Kansas City Royals begin a 6-game homestand hosting the Oakland Athletics, a team that's right in the middle of a playoff, trying to get a playoff spot. They're 2.5 games back for the postseason. The Royals have won 3 of their last 4 going into this homestand. Of course, football. Last night we had Monday Night Football, the first one of the season, and of course you heard that game over on KFH.
Here's deliver a show in their first home game in front of fans.
Gonna throw. Drake picked up the pressure all alone is Zay Jones, and he will prance into the end zone for the touchdown.
Call courtesy of ESPN. Derek Carr finds Zay Jones for the game-winning 31-yard touchdown pass. The Raiders topped the Baltimore Ravens 33-27 in overtime Monday. A bizarre sequence in OT at Allegiant Stadium as it appeared Carr connected with Brian Edwards for the winning TD, but review finding him down by contact. 3 plays later, an interception off a deflection in the end zone gives the Ravens the ball, but the Raiders would take it back, forcing a Lamar Jackson fumble to set up that Carr to Jones touchdown. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
In minor league baseball tonight, of course, after an off day on Monday, the Wichita Wind Surge back at it for the final 6 games of the regular season. And trying to get into the postseason all comes down to this. The Wichita Wind Surge hosting the Arkansas Travelers. Wichita has a 3-game lead over Arkansas for a playoff spot with 6 games to go in the season. All 6, the next 6 nights at Riverfront Stadium
this
downtown.
This could be good.
So,
this
yeah.
be a lot of fun.
Wichita and Arkansas with a trip to the postseason on the line down the stretch here between these two. So that'll be interesting as well. Once again, Steve and I were very privileged to be at the Starkey Classic Golf Tournament, the 38th annual tournament yesterday, and helping all the folks at Starkey and all the great projects they do and all the people they help in our community. They're having an online auction that starts on the 17th.
Oh, yeah.
And it runs for a week.
Good stuff.
Some of the auction items include an autographed jersey by Patrick Mahomes.
You got a K-State football helmet
signed by Jordy Nelson. There's a mini K-State helmet signed by Bill Snyder.
There's some good stuff.
A Whit Merrifield autographed jersey. There's an Arrowhead Stadium seat back from the actual stadium. So there's a lot of cool items. If you want to get online and take a look at all those and bid, go to StarkeyAuctions.com. And to help those folks out because they are super. They're Starkey. At Sports with Steve and Ted.
All right, 6:23 now. Keep it here for Dr. Sanjay Gupta. Wichita, coffee lovers, rejoice. That's what he's going to talk about, coffee. That's coming up, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.